Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. Robust and healthy in appearance, 94-year-old Rockville, Utah resident Wilma Angus talked with her daughter Kate Starling about growing up in rural Missouri during the Depression. Wilma revealed an unexpected personal experience she had during World War II.
I lived on a farm, and the farm was just across the Missouri River from Glasgow, Missouri, which was a small town of about 2,000 people, and where we went for all our supplies. And back in 1918, there was no bridge connecting the farm with Glasgow. So we had to take the ferry across the river anytime we wanted to go. And I think I must have been at least 10 years old when they finally got a highway bridge through there, and it made communicating a lot easier.
Well, your father, did he drive like a team of horses or oxen, or did you have like
not oxen
stuff? Yeah, I don't know anything about this. So, did he have tractors that ran on fuel?
Yes, but one of my first memories was going to church on Sunday morning in a buggy. With a horse. It was fun. We had this real warm lap robe that was a big, soft, furry thing that had an imprint of a brown bear on it with shiny glass eyes. But the winters, of course, were very cold.
Mm. Well, so what happened if you had to go somewhere and the snow was really deep?
Well, you stayed home. Then when I started school at 5 years of age, I went to a one-room schoolhouse, and usually I was the only student in my grade. Then after that, the bridge was across the Missouri River, and we could get to town easier, and then I transferred to the Glasgow High School. I graduated from high school in 1936. It was the depth of the Depression. There were only 5 collegiate nursing programs in the United States at that time, and St. Louis University was one of them. I could go there. I mean, they accepted me. Mm-hmm. Then I graduated in 1942, just as World War II started. I decided I should enlist in the nursing corps. So I went to the recruitment office out of Denver, went through all the physical exam, and was notified that I was 4F because I had tuberculosis. The hospital owed a debt to this sanatorium that was in the suburbs of Denver. And so I was spent 3 years there with a heavy weight on my left chest, and apparently I healed.
Mm-hmm. I think what I remember you saying was that it was bed rest, which meant that you had to lay there the whole time. You
yes.
couldn't get up at all. You couldn't get up to do anything.
No, seldom. There was a bedpan and everything.
So you laid flat on your back?
Well,
did you have your head? Could you have your head raised?
I could move from side to side, but then when I was encouraged to be flat on my back with this heavy sandbag mm-hmm. or whatever on my chest, so that it would slow down my respirations on that side and give my lungs a chance to heal better.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you did a lot of knitting when you were in the hospital.
Well, I did. You know, there were scarves and that we knitted, and mittens.
That was that for service people?
Yes. But then after I was discharged, I stayed home for a couple months, and then I went back to the hospital where I'd been in nursing school and worked for a year. And at that time, well, World War II was over.
Within 48 hours of Wilma Angus recording her story, she passed. She was renowned in southern Utah for growing remarkable organic heirloom tomatoes, which were featured in area restaurants and produce stands. The day Wilma Angus died, she had gardened with her daughter, Kate. These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.